That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be
anecdotally, a good today is going to be a good day. It's Friday on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Doug on the 24th of August with the top topics of the day, including freedom of speech here and elsewhere. Freedom is a very important word and one that I think most people understand. Jennifer, don't you think most people really understand what the word freedom means? Free, free, free.
I think we've lost sight of that, actually.
Do you?
I do. I don't know if people know what freedom really is anymore.
Well, let's talk about this for a moment and figure there's a contextual analysis that perhaps we can make between what's going on in Egypt at the moment and what's going on in our country at the moment. We hear a lot of discussion. As a matter of fact, this week, Mitt Romney continued to hammer away at the president over his remarks, that is Obama's remarks, regarding business owners. Mr. Romney said the administration has been chipping away at economic freedoms. It's free men and women that drive our country. Freedom is what makes America work. And President Obama has tried to substitute government for free people, and it's not worked, and it will never work. Now, this is not a political program. The Good Day Show is not aimed at enhancing or pushing any one particular point of view. There are a lot of, and frankly, we stay away from most of these discussions because you can get them other places. And the idea, the object of this program is to bring you stuff that you can't find anywhere else. Having said that, the conversation about freedom, maybe some of you have heard that Mr. Romney was going down that path. There are a lot of people, especially those of us who are small business people, who feel that he is 100% correct. That is what Romney has said about freedom in America, freedom to work, freedom to start a business. There's a lot of talk, but the reality is that regulations are so heinous that it is close to impossible to start something. If I were starting, for example, this radio program, which is going to be in its 24th year starting in October, mm-hmm. If I were trying to start this now, no way would I be successful. Wouldn't work. Couldn't work. Under the for lots of different reasons, statute and otherwise. Now, having said that about freedom here in our country, we appreciate the ability that we have to say what we want, even if it gets us into trouble. Aiken, Mr. Aiken this week, pretty good example of that. And certainly I don't think there's anybody, unless you have been under a rock all week, who doesn't know what that's all about. Now, we have the ability to say things, look foolish, people can chase you around, and yeah, we find that some of the things that are said, or at least the inferences from news media types, seems to sort of char at that basic freedom to express ourselves, and the freedom to go where we want, do what we want. Many of us think that there are more freedoms now available to people who are illegal in this country than there are to some people who are legal. And that's another discussion of a kind of freedom. And your thoughts, I would be happy to have you talk about freedom at 800-510-8255. What does it mean to be free? And do we have the freedom in this country to pretty much do what we want as long as we don't hurt other people? And there's so many laws, rules, regulations, it seems like our ability to be free is somewhat stifled by political realities and governmental realities, the TSA, what happened after September 11th, the Patriot Act, all of that stuff is very difficult sometimes to deal with. Having said that, imagine living in Egypt in 2012. The things that are going on there, say what you will about Mubarak and his family and what a bunch of curs they were, and wondering out loud whether the news media in concert with the ruling family just kind of played along with Egypt. I've only been in Egypt a couple of times in my life. Didn't see that there was any big, it seemed that we could come and go as we wanted to. Now, with the new Egyptian government, or at least elements in the government, it appears that they've gone back a page or two or a day or two or a month or two or a year or two or a decade or two or maybe longer than that, because there appears to be a really strong militant wing of the government that doesn't want bad news about things. It's almost communistic. They don't want bad news to get out about Egypt, although they don't understand technology, obviously. The technology that brought them into power, that disrupted the whole government, makes sure that you can pretty much do and say and spread around whatever you want to with the new technology. But a Middle Eastern correspondent for CBS named Edward Uranian, recently on a radio program and was cut off by apparently elements of the government. If you listen, I don't know whether, I think Michael will play a little of this cut from Egypt, this talk host having a conversation, and because I think it really is important for us to gauge or think about what our freedoms bring to us. Although we sometimes think we're getting a raw deal here. Let's compare it to what's going on. First of all, there's a nasty buzz on this line, Jennifer. And then you'll... No, I don't mean you, me.
I know.
Talking about this guy in Egypt who's doing the reporting. And then the report just stops. Here it is.
Let me get back to these militants that attacked the Egyptian government. These were Islamic militants. Are these believed to be Muslim Brotherhood militants? Is this Al-Qaeda? Is this something different?
Well, this is part of the problem. It's very difficult to identify them. I think what I would say is that the people up in Gaza tend to be blending with some of the Bedouins in the northern Sinai. So it's becoming sort of a more homogenous group of militants. Of course, they all have different names and different sort of ideological ideologically they aren't that different, but certainly they have somewhat different rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
So all of them generally don't like Israel, and all of them generally want to step up their activities against Israel.
So they wouldn't mind having a war by proxy by using the Egyptian government to get into it with Israel. That would solve some things for them, they think.
Well, it's certainly a complicated situation, perhaps along the lines you're describing. It's impossible to verify, of course, what's happening, but the Hamas movement in Gaza has traditionally had close ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, and they sort of want to keep them in the box.
I think we just lost our friend Emery Uranian there.
No, really?
Sorry about that.
All right. So let's... the host got an email from Mr. Uranian, and he writes in the email, quote, "I was afraid they," quote unquote, and these are the Islamist militants, "weren't going to like what I was saying," and they didn't. That's really the first time they actually cut the line on me. There was a nasty buzz. They're creating that on the line to tell me that they're listening. So that was no mystery.
How do they do that?
I don't know how they do it. The technology available today, this guy must be, that was a regular sort of phone line.
Mm-hmm.
If they were using the internet, some of the technology we use, like what you're on right now, they wouldn't be able to cut into it. So one wonders what's going on at CBS. Anyway, the most annoying thing is that they are snooping my email, said Uranian. Which is below the belt. But is that where they're going? Is that what all of this newfound freedom, back to that word, freedom of choice? The people in Egypt have elected a new kind of a government. And supposedly, democracy, doesn't it in our mind, when you think about democracy, you think about freedom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, this doesn't sound like a page in anybody's book describing what free expression would be about, or having the ability to report on things going on in Egypt freely. It sort of does sound like what used to happen in China and in Russia and the Eastern Bloc areas, and frankly, many states, governments in Africa have been like that. Don't think there's been anything other than maybe what happened in Cuba. I don't even know that it's that bad in Cuba. But in the Western Hemisphere, i.e. North and South America, I can't remember of anything like this happening. Again, with the exception of what went on in Cuba. So, just I guess an exercise in in thinking about freedom as we end the week. And I wonder, again, free, being free, expression. I do want to see if I can find out more about it. And this is rattling around my head, and I make reference, you know, this is free-form conversation.
Yes, it is very free.
But I know there is something that I saw, and I made note of it, but I haven't found that yet either. There is somebody who got into serious trouble with the government because he talked or advocated a revolution in some way, shape, or form, and it ended up getting on the air. And so, I mean, I talk about that all the time because I think we need a revolution in thinking, action, all kinds of things. This country is in a lot of trouble. Look at the CBO report this week predicting the economy is headed for a fiscal cliff. I don't think that we would get to that point, but I still think that there are a lot of elements, even within the government, that are so concerned about what's going on that they feel like this discussion needs to take place. And doesn't it? Don't all discussions have to take place, whether you make yourself sound like a fool like Aiken did or not? These discussions need to be aired, need to be heard, right? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so anyway. 800-510-8255, email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Maybe we can create some sort of discussion on our social media about freedom, your idea of freedom. I'm not sure we do all of these things as we're discussing, as the elements of our conversational day go about the business of bringing you information. Jennifer and I cook up some of these things to make you think, and so maybe there's a way of bringing this in to our social media connections, Jen.
We can do it. Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show.
I have the perfect beverage for you. Delicious.
Wine? Oh.
Lemonade.
Lemonade is delicious.
Yes, it is. This is a new drink called Body Trim. Huh. It's on-the-go weight management, now available for you from Youngevity at DougStephanTeam.com. This perfect beverage boosts your energy, promotes healthy cholesterol levels, healthy blood sugar levels, healthy cardiovascular systems, a healthy immune system, which is very important. You know, there's a lot of discussion about the West Nile virus this week, Jennifer. And the West Nile virus not being something that would affect people who have a healthy immune system. So if you want to protect your body from all sorts of scourging, horrible things, you'll want to check out things like Body Trim that are available right now at 855-309-TEAM. That's 855-309-8326. Check it out along with all the other great things for your health and well-being at DougStephanTeam.com.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can, too, with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The Doug Steffen Show. Radio that's never offensive.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're gay and in love.
Well, almost never.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
Having fun with Doug Steffen's birthday.
Unusual story. Seems a man in Georgia has been arrested after he was found drunk with his pants down in a closed room with a bunch of lab monkeys. Okay, Prince Harry is out of control. Okay, he is out of control. We've got to rein this guy in.
Hey, do any of you have furniture from IKEA in your homes? No? IKEA is a great place to buy reasonably priced furniture and tiny-sized meatballs. And we have one not too far from here in Burbank. When my kids are little, we go to IKEA and we drop them off to play in the ball. That reminds me, I should probably go pick them up sometime. Anyway, IKEA is moving beyond furniture. In fact, they've announced plans to build a whole district within the city of Hamburg, Germany. The most structurally unsound district in the city of Hamburg, Germany.
Here is a very unusual story. Seems a man in Georgia has been arrested.
I think we already heard this one. Yeah, let's try Jimmy Fallon. Ah, didn't work. All right, so...
Uh-oh.
Listening to Jimmy Kimmel, I'm chuckling as he's talking about the IKEA in Burbank. You sent me there.
I did.
The only time I've ever been to an IKEA in my life was going into the IKEA in Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I saw the small meatballs. I know what he was talking about there. They have, but it's so strange. How many people have been into an IKEA and you wander around? It was a place you could get lost.
Absolutely. Well, there's two levels. The first level is different rooms of furniture. Just, I mean, it mazes you all the way through. And then the bottom is like a marketplace where you can buy glasses and sheets and towels and all that kind of stuff.
And lunch. Lousy and, lunch, but maybe,
okay, the weird thing is, I've been to IKEA probably at least 25 times in my life. Okay,
really?
The same
that
IKEA
one in Burbank?
In Burbank. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And I had no idea that there was a real restaurant there until a friend of mine, actually a radio friend of mine, Christian Wheel, he's on stations throughout the country doing a technology show now. He said, oh, these meatballs, they're fantastic, and they're only $3.25 or something. So
really?
He actually had me meet him for lunch at the IKEA restaurant because I had no idea it even existed.
Where is the restaurant? Maybe I didn't go to the right level. I only saw... But they
by checkout,
sort of
right?
Cheapo, yeah, by checkout.
That's oh, not, see? There is a whole restaurant that's up on the floor with the where the furniture rooms are.
Ah.
And it's huge, and it's a cafeteria, and everything is great, and
you
everything
know who,
is
my,
cheap.
My daughter, Megan, lives not too far from there, and she loves IKEA. Maybe I have to take her over there for lunch. at some
Seriously,
point.
Seriously, you'll love it. It's right up your alley, and it's so inexpensive.
Really?
People go there. I've heard that people actually go there just to eat. I mean, that's what I did when I met Christian, is just go in, eat lunch, and leave. And they give you breakfast free most days.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, all right, we're talking about free. Art's in Jackson, Tennessee, with his thoughts. We're talking about freedom and that pesky thing called free. All right, your thoughts.
Hey, Doug.
Hi.
The people in Egypt, the guy that got called off, cut off over there, he was cut off because they didn't agree with what he was saying.
Yep.
That's why freedom of speech is getting to go in this country. It's, you're free to speak as long as everybody agrees with what you say.
Yeah, they're happy to run you out of town if they can. That's part of the freedom. And that's true of Mr. Aiken, and there are plenty of other circumstances. As a matter of fact, Jennifer has the story of Brandon Robb, the person I made reference a few minutes ago. You may have heard me talking about somebody who's gotten himself into trouble for some expression focused on a revolution. It was on Facebook, and he had a visit from the feds. So we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Meanwhile, Art, thank you. Have a safe and wonderful weekend. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. We're focused on the top topics of the day at 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. When you're on the road as much as I am, staying connected isn't just a luxury, it's a necessity. I actually admit to actually picking my flights these days based on which planes and which airlines have Wi-Fi in the air. And now, in-flight Wi-Fi on international flights is taking off. Delta, which already offers Wi-Fi through Gogo on its entire domestic fleet, has announced plans to offer satellite internet service to its international fleet. This will be available on more than 150 Boeing and Airbus aircraft starting next year. United has already started rolling out its satellite Wi-Fi on its fleet, both domestic and international, also with Gogo. Considering the cost of satellite and the length of international flights, this service will most likely be more expensive than what we're paying domestically. But as I always say, it's not what it costs, it's what it's worth. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. It'll go in.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use. An all-new season of The Incredible Dr. Pole premieres Saturday, August 25th at 10 on Nat Geo Wild.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yesterday, we're focused on today, but some of the focus is some of the things that you may not know that have happened in the last 24 hours since we had our conversation here about the top topics of the day. The Good Day Style, Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn riding on this horse of freedom, and whether the discussion is in part whether we really are free or not, 800-510-8255, and a number of things that would point to a question that one might have about how free we are to express ourselves. Brandon Robb has found himself in a bit of a stew. Jennifer, what's that story?
Now, let me jog your memory a little bit, because we could have broken the news on this story, but I kind of messed it up a little bit.
No, it's okay.
Over the weekend, we got a link to a story from one of our Facebook friends, Hans. Mm-hmm. And he said, you guys have to check this story out. And when I was doing our social media report on the air, I was trying to check it out on the fly, and I couldn't get it to load, and it wasn't making sense. This was the story that he sent us to talk about. And so I actually have some information that's not available on the mainstream news sources today.
Yeah, right.
And that is, according to listener Hans and the information he sent us, Brandon Robb was a Marine, and he was arrested over the weekend by the FBI and Secret Service for posting a Facebook post, patriotic, which quote-unquote patriotic. He's a founding member of this Facebook group called the Richmond Liberty Movement.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the members in that group provided this account. Last night at approximately 7:30 p.m., Brandon Robb, founder of the Richmond Liberty Movement, was arrested. When friends came home, they witnessed Brandon being detained by the police, FBI, and Secret Service, loads of vehicles on the scene. Video exists of the evidence showing Brandon being taken away. Friends and family asked what happened. They were told they were tipped off that Brandon had posts on his Facebook page that led them to believe he was a danger to others and himself. Brandon believes 9/11 was an inside job and questions the actions of government, like most of us. Brandon is level-headed, logical, nonviolent Marine veteran. He has no known history of being a menace to or previously arrested. They were told he'd be taken to jail for resisting arrest, and then they were told he needed to be mentally evaluated for post-traumatic stress syndrome since he's a vet. As of this morning, which was Monday morning, no friends, no family could find him. There was no listing of him, no record of him with the FBI or the local police, no record of him being taken into custody. So they were looking at this point to see who the heck had this guy, because they couldn't find him. Mm-hmm. And they went on to speculate that it was National Defense Authorization Act that they were acting under, the NDAA.
Right. That's the Patriot Act.
The Patriot Act, because there is no record. They're cracking down, apparently the FBI is cracking down on domestic terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
So
there
you go.
This guy doesn't sound like a domestic terrorist to me.
That was the account from one of our Facebook friends.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody seems to have heard about this story. It finally did get picked up by the mainstream media. Sure. But he didn't get his Miranda rights. That is true.
But where is he now?
Well, nobody really knows.
Okay. So let's post this on our social media sites. Let's see if somebody comes to arrest me.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'll probably be me, so,
okay,
you know.
Thanks.
Yeah. But thanks for this audio evidence. Michael, could you pull this tape, please?
Yeah. All right. So we'll put the question up. Do you know, maybe it's just the story of Brandon Robb. Do you know his story?
Not only did he think that 9/11 was an inside job, but he also expressed his belief that American principles of limited government and personal liberty are expiring.
Well, I think
that's
true.
And that corporations and international bankers run the state, not the people.
Yep.
And he called for the arrest of bankers and politicians who consistently defy their oath to the U.S. Constitution.
That may be, in some people's minds, a step too far. But there are politicians who are at the root of the evil. And not all politicians are evil, nor are they at the root of the evil. But I think that Mitt Romney, going back to the suggestion that we started with here, the expression of freedom, the expression of whether we are free, has been extraordinarily limited since September 11th. It started with George Bush and his administration and continues happily and merrily along its way with the current administration. Now, having said that, there's another...
Which is why people think it's an inside job, by the way, to remove our freedoms.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Okay. So here's another sort of page from that book. There is a documentary film called Obama's America. Have you heard about it?
No.
Okay.
But can I add you just a little thing to this Brandon Robb story before you go here? Because I just got an instant message from listener Janet.
Yep.
And apparently he has been released from the hospital.
Good. Okay.
So we do know where he is now.
All right. Yep. Know where he is. Okay. Yep. The anti-Obama documentary featuring an interview with the president's half-brother opened in a single theater in Texas this past weekend. And despite complaints from some consumers who are upset about the film's content, the film took in one day, $31,750. Pretty strong showing for an independent film. It's kind of like the Blair Witch Project, only the political side of it. The film, again, is titled 2016 Obama's America, based on Dinesh D'Souza. I remember him. When I used to do a political program, I had him on from time to time. The book is called The Roots of Obama's Rage. And anyway, so this this was at an IMAX theater in Houston. And they put it in the largest room in the theater that night. Sources say moviegoers sat in the aisles, waited 90 minutes in line to see this thing. The fellow who produced Schindler's List, it was directed by Steven Spielberg. The fellow who produced this, Gerald Molin, is the producer of this movie. Anyway, it took in, apparently, let's see here, I told you it was $31,000. Apparently, over the course of the weekend, it took in $123,000. But in one night, it took in $31,000. This is in one... now, there are a lot of these movies that have been out and about. I think, wasn't there a night movie or somehow or other a movie produced about global warming from Al Gore, The Inconvenient Truth? Wasn't that one of these same sorts of things? And
yeah,
Michael Moore has done any number of these. I know that. So these things hit the theater, and people can see them, and they can do what they want with them. The only reason I bring it up is because it didn't receive any coverage that I can find in the so-called mainstream media. Did you see anything about this?
No, anywhere? Not a word.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That, I don't care about the content of the movie. It may be completely crazy. I'm not making a statement about the content of the movie. I'm making a statement about the fact that this was produced in a free country, and the news media block, intentional block on stuff like this, is so egregious, so outrageous, so typical of what's going on here in the country, and it points to why we need the alternative media, alternative ways of communicating, because otherwise you won't know anything about anything if you leave it to these guys. Another interesting example of how the so-called news media works, I could take or leave Shepard Smith.
Mm-hmm. Shep.
I don't care. I mean, I don't watch. I'm the first to tell you that I don't pay much attention to Fox News because it just insults me, frankly, that they would give you that malarkey about they report, you decide, which is completely bogus BS. At any rate, having said that, Shepard Smith is the highest paid anchor that they have at Fox and got a lot of viewers. And here he is talking to a journalist about an attack this week on General Dempsey's plane over in Afghanistan. Now, the report really isn't of significance. Listen to Shepard Smith as he supposedly interviews this woman. And when we get to the point that I want you to sort of understand my viewpoint on his job, it'll be pretty obvious. Go ahead, Michael.
The biggest problem with this thing is this sort of plane goes in and out of Bagram every day, all the time.
Right.
How in the world could they have known that this was the plane of the head of the Joint Chiefs?
Well, I think the supposition has got to be that they had inside information, that this was a target, aim here. But, Shep, we do know that they have about one of these attacks every 2 weeks. So clearly somebody's giving these people information about what's going on inside Bagram and the other places that are being targeted by insurgents, the Taliban, or just disgruntled Afghan soldiers. The amazing thing is the increase in what they call these insider or green on blue attacks. We now have 40 dead Americans this year.
And for what? What is the goal now? The goal now is to get out by 2014, right? That's it. There's no goal. There's no win. It's just, yes, people are going to die while we wait to get out. How much sense does this make?
We're continuing.
So you guys. By the way, I agree with him 190%. However, that's not the point I'm trying to make. You get the point I'm trying to make, and probably most other people do. The invective in his voice, can you imagine Walter Cronkite or Chet Huntley?
Would never happen.
No. It's just the fact that he is in, this is what is troubling here, and this is how so many people have been put to sleep by the crossover between what is fact and news and opinion and blarney. And so the way he raised his voice, that would be something I would say, because I, as I said, I think he's right. We have no business being in Afghanistan. We should get out today. Everybody who is an American soldier should be out of there by dark tonight. Zero dark 30. Get them out. But the fact that he, in this quote-unquote newscast, digs into his own feelings about it in a way that is very demonstrative and very inappropriate for a newscaster. This is why people are confused and don't really know what the heck is going on, because they listen to all of this stuff that hasn't got to do with the news. It has to do with his opinion. Is it news that this guy's plane got shot at? Yeah. But why do we care about Shepard Smith's opinion about it at this point in the broadcast? And that's the point I'm trying
to make. Because he's Shepard Smith.
Right, I'm Shepard Smith.
That's the thing. They become personalities.
I'm friends with Sean Hannity.
Now the news reporters become personalities.
Right. Okay, so here's one more example. This is really, we've done a good job, if I do say so myself, at bringing around numbers of examples of freedom here. This book by the SEAL team, supposedly is a member of SEAL Team 6.
About the Osama thing, right?
Now, here are people, and I'm betting that this comes from within the government, who are trying to discredit this book and the author by suggesting, because he's using a nom de plume, a pseudonym, we don't really know if this guy is a SEAL or if he just made this up. It's just a good fictional account of what happened. Because the guy who is going, this fellow, after the book is released on September 11th, is going on a tour. But he's going to be in disguise. So you won't be able to really, when you see him, you won't really know who it is. Kind of reminds me of, what's the guy who does did those two silly movies, The Dictator? Yeah, Borat.
Oh,
right.
He's
gonna,
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Right,
yeah.
He's going to disguise himself so he looks like Borat or whatever and go around and, I mean, it'll be a circus. But still, attention given to the book and the suggestion that much of the information to write the book came from inside the White House or some leak someplace. And now they turn around and try to discredit it because it doesn't look good for them. It's just, it makes for a great, interesting, stimulating conversation. But, hello, it's back to freedom and freedom of speech. Freedom to do whatever it is that you would like to do with your life that doesn't hurt anybody else. Isn't that what freedom is about? You do what you want as long as it doesn't hurt somebody else. And maybe to go back to this Brandon, what's his name? Brandon Robb, right?
Mm-hmm. Brandon Robb.
Was he hurting other people by suggesting it's time for a revolution? I'm telling you, if there's one person, there are tens of millions of people in this country who would like that. Now, do they want the same thing as a result of any kind of revolution? Maybe not, but it's really very interesting, Jen, to dig around in all of these things and have stimulating, good, healthy discussions about them. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I think if there's any kind of a real attempt at dumbing down America using the so-called snooze media, it comes in the form of all the attention being paid to things like Prince Harry's Las Vegas vacation.
Oh.
Fun, yep. Necessary? How does it hurt anybody? But yet, you know, how much attention is being given to it versus all of these other things that we've talked about in this hour of the program?
Yeah, all the really important stuff. But we're also, I mean, sometimes you need that little bit of junk food in your diet, you know? And you're
junk
your
food
quote, unquote,
for the brain.
Brain diet, exactly.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Jennifer and Doug at 49 past the hour on Good Day.
That'll do it.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can, too, with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org. My heavens, Jennifer!
Yes, Ducky.
Don't tell me John Mayer and Katy Perry are done already.
Blitzville, who would have known?
My God, what a horrible... See, we should have spent more time on that this hour. Right?
You know what? We have other hours we can work this through.
Really?
It's okay. We just, freedom's probably the most important thing we could have talked about.
Yeah.
Terry and Mayor, a clear second, but you know.
All right. 51 after on Good Day.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
/24/12, the Good Day program, with our focus now on technology, better living through, what was the old General Electric theme, better, I think it was better living through technology.
Wasn't I think it was that? Ronald Reagan likes us.
Yeah, oh, that was it, yeah.
Wasn't it?
Something close to that. At any rate, Shelley Palmer is our daily reporter on all things, or not all, but many things technical. And as we acknowledge the end of October, good Doug, the end of August and the beginning of September, it appears to be that the month of September looks like it'll be a doozy for some new product announcements, Jennifer. And so Shelley's going to give us a heads up on that in just a moment here on Good Day.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like $1 million. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, September is almost here and it's going to be a doozy for product announcements. Nokia, Amazon, Apple, and Nintendo all have big events planned, and some of the announcements are still a complete mystery. On September 5th, Microsoft and Nokia will hold a joint event where they're likely to show the new Windows Phone 8. The next day, Amazon has invited press to a large event, but no one can confirm what the retail giant is up to. Some think it will announce a larger screened Kindle, but Amazon could have anything up its sleeve. The following week brings Apple's much-awaited announcement of the iPhone 5, and we could see a 7-inch iPad as well. Rounding out the bunch is Nintendo. It will finally reveal all the details of its newest gaming system, the Wii U. We may see even more new products from these and other tech giants this fall. Holiday shopping season, here we come. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
An all-new season of The Incredible Dr. Pole premieres Saturday, August 25th at 10 on Nat Geo Wild.
All right, so we are at the precipice. Is that the right word for the beginning of the new school season?
Mm-hmm.
And so we think about educational tools and things that are tied to younger people. But there's a suggestion, Jennifer, that seniors are not as cyber-challenged as people think. That is, many people who are living in retirement are using the internet, and health information is the number one thing that internet users over the age of 65 do for online research.
Hmm. Searching symptoms and stuff.
Right. Yeah. Let's see here. 58% of seniors online age 65 to 74 say they log on regularly, and a majority of their time is spent trying to find reliable medical information that they can discuss with their doctors. Education, not age, seems to be a bigger factor in whether seniors turn to cyberspace for information. Of those with a college degree, 64% say they go online. Among people who didn't complete any college but went to high school, only 23% log on. So college-educated seniors, 64% use the internet for a lot of medical information. Only 23% of those who have a high school education use the internet tool for the same thing. Man, I think that is really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a very interesting overview. How does that square up with you? Depending on your education and your interest in using the internet and finding information, I'll bet it's pretty accurate. Speaking of accurate, we try to be as on as we can be here on Good Day. 59, past the hour.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.